We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Show and Vern. Someone stepped up? Brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at CaseyLend.com.
Stepped in just now. Woo! I am. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm breathing hard.
You're doing
I'm
great.
I'm sweating.
You're doing great.
I have just walked a good 11 blocks in 8 minutes.
Yeah.
I did.
I can't believe you made it.
I did some slash walking runs. I'm good.
You got your steps in.
I just want to let you know that I'm pissed off at the both of you.
And
I didn't, I didn't know Stringer Bell was gonna get killed that early in the wire. I'm just blown away.
You, season three is incredible.
Oh my god! I swear he had to be wearing a vest. No, he's really dead. We're live at Rally House. The only way we can get this thing started is,
Show good morning, Eric Berry, released by the Chiefs. Eric Berry will be and is a very forgettable player.
Wait just a damn second here.
Eric Berry, just like Justin Houston, in their career in Kansas City, they don't have Super Bowl titles. They will not have their busts in Canton. And it's my opinion when it comes to where this franchise is likely heading. We all believe that this franchise, under the leadership of Andy Reid and with Patrick Mahomes under center, they will win a Super Bowl title in the next decade. So with that belief, I have to point to Eric Berry and Justin Houston and say that the both of them will be afterthoughts in a decade from now. Sports diehards will remember them the same way you remember other greats of Chiefs history. But let's all calm down, be appreciative of everything that Eric Berry did, but let's not build him up to be something that he isn't. He's not someone that is always going to be in the forefront of Chiefs memories for you because he wasn't a part of many memorable moments in Chiefs history because there aren't many memorable moments in Chiefs history.
Which is the very reason why him and everything that was surrounded him is a memorable moment. Now, listen, my first thing and thought when I hear you say that Eric Berry, Justin Houston, I can more understand that. But if we specifically deal with Eric Berry, the first thing that my thought goes to when you say that is that's stupid.
Thank you. That's real nice of you.
But if
a nice way to get the show started off.
Well, I'm just saying that's the first thing that comes to my mind. But I don't think it's stupid.
Thank you.
I think it should be, but I think you have a point. I think that he is a person that should be in the minds of people because he was more than just a moment of winning. He was more than just a Super Bowl. He was more than just an AFC championship, whatever. He grabbed the hearts and grabbed the soul. Like, he became, as I thought, a made man, a guy in Kansas City. And yes.
But hasn't that been disputed over the past 12 months?
That has. And I was going to say this. This is what I'm going to say. The first thing that comes to my mind personally is that's stupid. That, like, I can remember how he touched so many and influenced so many and inspired so many people that he became, which is really hard to do in sports, he became bigger than sports. He became, and when he won that comeback player year award, and when he came back and how the season he had, we all felt that. We all felt that with Eric Berry. But the reason why I can't say it's stupid is, as you said, in the last, hell, man, I'd say 6 months, 4 months, there's just been a turn where people view him differently and people view him in a place that I'm just like, you know what? even though it shouldn't be that way, even though everything that he has meant to this city, to the sport, and the respect that he has, like he was bigger, even with that, I think that's asinine. I think, as I said before, I think in the last 20, 30 years, he is one of the real sports figures in this town. That's how I felt. He was a special, special. And this is coming from somebody who didn't want to sign him, who didn't feel like that was the right move at the time. But my first thought is that stupid? But then when you sit back and when you get the evidence that we've seen and we see how people have reacted to Eric Berry, I can't say it's stupid.
The only way I think he is tip of the tongue when you're talking about Chiefs legends is if Patrick Mahomes and this generation of Chiefs don't capitalize, if they don't win a Super Bowl title, well then sure. Yeah. Eric Berry will still be one of the first few names you mention when you talk about the all-time greats here in Kansas City. But, man, just coast to coast, I think most cities, you remember your Hall of Famers and you remember your champions. And, yeah,
true.
Despite what we've my anger with how the organization handled Dee Ford over the past 48 hours, I still believe there is a legitimate chance that you win at least one Super Bowl in the career of Patrick Mahomes. And when you win that Super Bowl, that team, 1 to maybe not 53, but 1 through 33, those are going to be memorable names. Just like you remember Gerard Dyson, you can list off a lot of the 25-man roster of that world title Royals team. That Royals team has a way of erasing Carlos Beltran and Johnny Damon, making Mike Sweeney fade into the background. Billy Butler is an afterthought. When you win a title, that team is put right up there with your Hall of Famers. You'll never forget Derek Thomas. Derek Thomas is always going to be tip of the tongue when you're talking about the greatest Chiefs of all time. But if and when the Chiefs do cash in with Patrick Mahomes, I feel like a lot of the Chiefs that you and I grew up with over the past 20, 30 years, they will begin to fade in our memory because it'll be so much about that World Championship Chiefs team.
And like I said, man, it's to me, I'm just got honest. I think it's ignorant and stupid. I think he did the one thing that you can jump over winning, and that was he was bigger than sports. He became more than Eric Berry. He became like what you looked at to fight. And he then became, when I look at Eric Berry, I think of Kansas City, and it is in such a positive light. That's the only time I think you can even come close to matching someone winning. But as I said, even though I have that opinion, and I stand by that, I'm looking at the text line, Vern, and I what you're saying, I can't call stupid.
Real quick, Ron, I hope, and you let me know, I'm not trying to disrespect the man or anything that you're talking about. That is still awe-inspiring and an inspiration for men and women all over the world. Look, I'm taking nothing away from the courage that Eric Berry has showcased for most of his life. I'm talking about on the field when you are thinking about the greatest Chiefs of all time. Once you win that title, names that aren't in Canton, names that were not a part of that Vince Lombardi trophy-winning ball club, they begin to fade in the background.
On the text line, when we have people questioning on the text line, listener number 73 on the text line, will he be in the Ring of Honor? Come on, huh?
Of course he will.
If you look at Get Out the Violin for Show, like, can you believe? Like, that's what I'm saying. In 6 months.
That person probably doesn't have a number, do they?
No. In 6 months, though. But that's not the only person, though. That's not the only person. In 6 months, it is a Get Out the Violin. How could you be on an Eric Berry side? How the hell did we arrive here? So I can't say what you're saying is stupid. Someone in here, I think, listen, I don't have a problem with you. I just think what you're saying is absolutely stupid.
Protein House, eat with a purpose text line.
If you look at it on the field, he only had one good year. He's a three-time All-Pro first team. All-Pro. Like, they made the best at his – All-Pro three times. Right. Like, we have somehow in the last 6 months, like – I'll be right out and say it. In the last 6 months, somehow, him being hurt – and not playing football has overshadowed how actually good he was.
He was great.
How great, you're right. Yeah, how great he was, and overshadowed our memory the importance of how much he impacted us and influenced us with the cancer situation. Him being hurt for 2 years, like it's not like he came and stabbed himself. Him being hurt for 2 years has overdone that. So I can't say what you're saying, as much as I disagree with it. I can't say what you're saying is stupid.
As Joe mentioned, we are live from Rally House downtown, getting you ready for K-State TCU tip-off a little after 1 o'clock. That's when we'll turn it over to the Wildcat Radio Network. 1 o'clock, K-State takes over. Come out and visit us, Rally House downtown, Kansas City. Your chance to win tickets and a $100 Rally House gift card. That's right near us. You can come out and register right now at Rally House downtown Kansas City as we get you ready for day two
of the Big
12 tournament.
You know this is my time, right?
That's right. That's
you
when
know
you
I
shine.
Love college basketball. I love March. You know, I could, Gus Johnson, it crushes me that he is not a part. I just get the Big East tournament with him. But you know how I feel about
keep
college basketball.
On.
This is my time. I like to watch all these, the Horizon League, and people get dancing with the T-shirts. I'm seeing people rolling in here with their bad K-State shirts and everything.
Oh, what are you doing?
Whatever. Oh, I saw your shirt, ma'am. Yes. And their bad Iowa State shirts.
He's a Kansas fan.
That's right. I've had a really good time in Ames. I ain't going to lie to you.
He's a Kansas fan.
I had a great time in Ames. I've had a great time in Ames. But,
yeah, no, he can't pick out a championship. No, he can't get a championship shirt this season, ma'am. You're correct.
But
he's just angry, and he's projecting his anger on the people.
You're right,
out here
and
at
you
Rally
all deserved
House.
It. I do have 14 at the house, though. But you all
quit talking trash to people.
I have to. I get it. You know I get in that zone, man. But I want to say this. KU didn't win the league, and I used to hear this. A lot of people would say that this league would look better if somebody else finished in first place, if it didn't just look like Kansas was going roughshod of the league. I'm going to tell you this right now, Vern. I haven't pulled it out very much. I'm going to pull out the show's stamp of approval right now. I'm putting it on the line, all hog wild and everything. What time is it?
Do you mean the show curse?
The show stamp of approval. Those are two different things.
They're one in the same.
No, they are not. Remember? I'm 2-0.
Yeah, but you guaranteed the Chargers game on Thursday night.
That was the show. I put the curse on the line. The show stamp of approval is different.
Oh, okay.
Remember, I put the show stamp of approval on
it's hard
the firing
to keep
track. Of Bob Sutton.
Yeah, it's hard to keep track.
And I did it again recently. I can't remember what it is, but I know I won it.
Yeah, all right.
That feels
here,
made up.
Yeah, it sure does.
right here. Show stamp of approval. I don't think that there will be one Big 12 team that would make it to the Elite Eight. And they will have at least seven teams make it. Like, I just don't see. They have a real Sweet 16 feel to them. Every team. Like, Texas Tech looks really good. I don't know how they look against other teams outside of the league. But I'm going to put the show stamp of approval right now. March 14th. Happy birthday, BF. March 14th, show stamp of approval. No Big 12 team.
All right, so when you're filling out your bracket, make sure at least one Big 12 team will,
probably smart,
without question,
what's up, boss?
Make it to the Elite Eight.
Again,
we are live from Rally House downtown, and that lady's straight up pissed off at you. Like, she didn't think you were joking.
I'll buy you a drink. God, man.
They don't have drinks. You're at Rally House.
My man, I got to give it to you wearing that atrocious purple.
Quit talking.
It
oh,
is.
My God.
It is
a flask at Rally House?
Anybody can show the middle finger.
Coming up, Steve Nelson. Stevie, we lost Stevie. Damn.
Oh,
we owe you a huge apology, Stevie. You didn't deserve this.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
All right, welcome back in, Show and Vern. We are live out here in Power and Light at a Rally House.
That lady just stormed out of here.
She is fine. We're big time. We got people, security in here staying with us just in
They're
case.
Not with us.
Somebody.
They're
helps
buying
out.
Gear.
We got a lot of good people
about?
In here. I respect my guy behind
us. I think that security just
here.
Works at Power and Light.
Yeah. No, he works for us. He's been hired for us. Finally, Spectre did something right. My guy back here rocking the Chucks. I can feel it. I can always respect somebody rocking a Chucks. They're not as nice as my Burgundy Chucks that I'm currently wearing, but they are on par.
Coming out a little aggressive today.
Well, I'm a little
is this aggressive.
Different? Tuvon, you want me to dial it back, or you want me to just be sure?
Just maybe don't attack the Patriots.
I'm not attacking the Patriots. He works here. Look at him, man. That nice.
No, that was nice what you said to him. I'm talking about what you said to that woman.
What
earlier.
Did I say to the woman?
You What's said, like, if you're like this woman wearing that ugly T-shirt.
It was a K-State shirt. She knew I know. What it meant.
Did you? Okay.
Yes,
well, then
she
you
did.
Can't read I gave people her, if I gave you thought her, she got it.
She gave me a hug.
Well, now you're
While
just
you were
lying.
Doing the Rye Report.
No.
She gave me a hug.
The Rye Report.
Thank you. I'll take a hug. Thanks, guys, for the protection.
This is going to be a mess today.
So, you were trying to, in the first block, put Houston and Barry together.
Right.
And I separated it. But you think, all right, now we've had, not even a full day to breathe with Eric, but we've had some time with Justin. You feel like already you know what their legacy is going to be here in Kansas City.
Yeah, I mean, both of them, I think, will be forgettable once you win a Super Bowl. But I think the football legacy of Justin Houston and Eric Berry, as it stands right now, we'll see if maybe they return and have some sort of a swan song with the Chiefs. But I think the lasting legacy of Eric Berry and Justin Houston in Kansas City is that they are the reason why Chiefs fans will be forever spooked when it comes to giving big-time contracts. I don't care what avenue I go down. Fans, media, outsider, anyone that follows the Chiefs, loves the Chiefs, likes the Chiefs, covers the Chiefs, it seems as if after the Chiefs signed Eric Berry and Justin Houston to those big contracts, no more. I'm hearing people...
Except Pat, right?
Obviously, except
he's
Pat. Different,
he's like the Patriots. He's
obviously,
different.
Except Pat. But Tyreek Hill, we had Bob Fesco in studio making the case, there's no need to sign Tyreek Hill. I'm sure the Protein House Eat With A Purpose text line right now, we could find plenty of people that would say, you don't need to pay Tyreek Hill, so why would you pay Tyreek Hill? You don't need to pay Chris Jones, so why would you pay Chris Jones? I know you hear these same things as well. Dee Ford, one of the reasons why you didn't want to keep him on a one-year deal was because you didn't want to pay him a long-term deal, as if that was really ever an option. I feel like this fan base is forever spooked by the long-term contract because of 29 and 50. I think that will be their football legacy, is you are going to have to win this fan base over with a long-term contract with someone other than Patrick Mahomes before they ever get on board with a long-term contract.
I think you're right on that with Justin. I think Eric's football legacy, sadly to me, will be injured. That will be his football legacy. Like, I'm telling you, in 15 years.
But doesn't that fall under the umbrella of a bad contract because he – his
Maybe,
his,
but
his,
I, what I still think first we'll think injury. I think here in 10 years we'll believe that Eric Berry played 12 games for the Chiefs. In 10 years, it'll get to a point. Eric Berry didn't even play a game. He played 11 games for the Chiefs, and we paid him $175 million.
But since signing the contract, he didn't play 11 games. He played, what, three?
Three.
But so, I mean, that so point I is, think that, is, I
think
is
that,
on point.
I think that that part will be his football legacy, not the he was one of the best safeties in the game. He was an all-pro and a difference maker and a playmaker. No, it won't be that. I think it'll be the injuries, but you're dead on with Justin. Justin and I agree the fall-off. I may not agree that Eric, that is the first football legacy for him. Justin, like I think I'm with you with Justin because that'll override the 22 sacks.
Right, right.
They won't think of that. But I do think your point is valid of people are scared to death. It's a combination of the Patriots, which people need to understand.
Please stop
you
with
are
that,
not,
people.
You are not the New England Patriots because you don't have that guy who was jumping into the ocean yesterday not giving a rip about free agency. You don't have Bill Belichick. So you're not the – but that gets in the fan base's mind. So it's a mixture of the Patriots and then a mixture of, damn, look what happened. Look what happened. We shouldn't pay a soul. We shouldn't pay a soul. That would almost even make sense if you had Dorsey still here. But in that, when you say you shouldn't pay a soul, as we've said yesterday and we said this year, go look over at the Green Bay Packers because that is exactly what they did. We're just going to draft, and we're not going to pay a soul because we're just going to put it on you, 12. And that's what they ran into, and that could be the Chiefs' future.
I can't remember the last time I've had a conversation with someone about Eric Berry and or Justin Houston, and the first thing that comes out of their mouth is the bad contract, the wasted money, the lost money, the injury. It all falls under that umbrella of
contracts, bad contracts, like maybe what the Pittsburgh Steelers just signed Steven Nelson to. $25 million, I believe, over 3 years. Stevie Nelson.
Steve. What was the guarantee on that? Because that's all that matters. I don't know if they reported that yet. I know Steve ain't getting no damn 25. He won't see that.
I know Serta.
He's probably in the teens.
Serta, I believe, said no montage for Stevie Nelson.
No, I can't.
Maybe at some point.
No, I'm making it.
He's got at least two highlights I could probably find.
Yeah, he's made. Steve gets, at least give me when he got burnt by Cole Beasley.
Well, how about this? Serta, you know what? I respect you enough that if you say no montage for Stevie Nelson, I respect you, and okay, we don't have to do it. All I'm going to ask, though, is listen to what Bob Fesco did to Steve Nelson. I heard this on my way in. Bob Fesco was on a Pittsburgh radio station yesterday to give them the skinny on Steve Nelson.
They've got it under control, though, Bob. They have Steven Nelson now in the fold for $25.5 million reported, the total value of that deal. What are the Steelers getting in this guy at cornerback?
Well, they're getting a guy who really loves himself. And I think Steven Nelson made the biggest impact in Kansas City once the season was over and changed his Twitter account to Nelson Island. And we all went, what? Who is this guy again? Because throughout the course of the season, we watched the 31st-ranked defense give up 35 points a game. Steven Nelson was a big part of that, and he developed just a great sense of self-worth from the time the season ended until, I guess, today in becoming a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He really talked himself up on Twitter, talked himself into, I guess, having a good season. I know some of his Pro Football Focus numbers will say, wow, he was really good. But you look at him every day in each game, and you're like, I don't really recall one thing that Steven Nelson did except get burned in overtime for a couple of plays against the New England Patriots. And so Steven Nelson, you know, flipped his Twitter handle to Nelson Island, became very anti-Kansas City, started selling all of his wares and mini helmets online, autographed via Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. And that's when Steven Nelson really took off in Kansas City and left all of us going, who the heck is this guy again?
Oh, perfect.
Steven Nelson has been a longtime fan of Show and Vern. And look, I'm not going to sit here and act like Steven Nelson was a stud. I'm not even going to sit here and say that Steven Nelson was good last
was
year for the Kansas City
he put
Chiefs.
His hands on him.
But let's not
forget Emmett Thomas was coaching him.
Come on.
Bob Sutton was the coach. And
okay, Bob Sutton, but just leave Emmett Thomas out of this.
Emmett stinks. And,
oh, he's a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer, and it passed him years ago. We know that. And
I want to apologize to Steven Nelson.
He deserves that.
Kneecapping that Bob Fesco just gave him in his introduction to Pittsburgh.
And he lit his nuts on
Look,
fire on that one.
Focus on the football. I think everything that Bob was bringing up there was, I mean, it sounded beneath us. That to me is the, that's the perception of Kansas City. We're insecure. Let's take pot shots at the guy. No, just talk about what he did on the field. I feel like making fun of Nelson Island, making fun.
I enjoyed the Nelson Island. I liked
Steve's I don't remember conference. Him being anti-Kansas City. Maybe I missed that.
No.
He knew he was done, so he sold off his Chiefs
at least
gear.
I didn't take it that way.
Autographed Chiefs gear that people obviously wanted. I hope that changes your mind, Serta, and we can pay homage to Steve Nelson. That was bogus.
The thing that should have been was Steve is more suited to be a slot corner. That's where he's better when he doesn't have to play against bigger receivers and can get more help in the middle of the field. He can be a bit handsy. He may get you some holding penalties, but he's a tough, competitive kid. Right? I mean, that was it. Steve, I mean, hell, Steve.
He was the only one with that dog in him last season. The only one that would come up, even though he just got burned, he's the only one that would come up barking.
Yeah, you know, he would be stunned when there would be penalties called on him. But, I don't think he hated
Kansas. I mean, he would get on the back of a wide receiver and ride him for the entire route.
Where are these K-State fans coming from? Good
The
God,
top of the
man.
Big 12, that's where they're
that's
coming from.
That's what I'm
from.
Saying. There you go. That was a really good one, Vern. That was strong, man. I was gone. These Iowa State fans get on my last nerve, too. I ain't going to lie to you, too. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see you there, man.
It's because they take over the city. That's right. There you go.
Well, all right. With all the moves the Chiefs have made of late, I would say the last year and a half or so, there's one thing that I think all of them have in common. And, Vern, I don't think it's the only thing, but I sure as hell don't think it's a coincidence. That's next.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com. Radio.
All right, welcome back in here. We are live at Rally House here in Power and Light. We are all charged up for the Big 12 tournament. Big day today. This is one of the fun days. All the local teams are in action, including Iowa State. All the local teams are in action. KU, K-State, K-State tips off. And their pregame show starts behind us at 1 o'clock. They tip off at 1:30 today. So this is one of the best weekends and weeks in Kansas City.
It's my first one ever.
Yeah, you're usually in Arizona, which where I'll be next week. You're usually in Arizona. But, yeah, good times out here. We're going to we're really excited about the Big 12 tournament. I was looking at moves as I was trying to get my steps last night in the basement. I was walking. I was just kind of going in my head in some of these moves. Now, I don't think that this is the number one reason. But I don't think it's a coincidence either. I think the Chiefs, also along with the moves that they've made financially with Barry and Houston and Ford and even into Peters last year, even into other guys that they've Alvin Bailey, as Pro Football Focus called him. I think a lot of moves that they've made, not only is it financial and things of that nature, I also think they did things to make sure Pat is the clear lead voice in the locker room. And the reason why I say that is I'm reminded of something our guy, Therese Paylor, said to us when we talked to him about Marcus Peters and one of the reasons why the Chiefs went in the direction of letting him go. And that was they didn't want anybody else there to even get in the way to influence other players in terms of over-influencing a voice of Patrick Mahomes. They wanted Patrick Mahomes to be the main voice in the locker room. This is going to be Patrick Mahomes' voice. This is going to be – we want him to be the guy. And I'm looking at the moves they've made, and I'm looking at the team now, and it feels like they're only down to Travis Kelce as a person that has been there long enough and has a place. I don't think Tyreek Hill is. I think Tyreek and Mahomes are really – equals in terms of their time here and their leadership spot on the team. Or not even equals, I think Tyreek even just understands where Pat is and doesn't even want to try to steal that spotlight from him. But Justin Houston carried a major voice in that locker room and was somebody that influenced players. Eric Berry, I thought, was the heart and soul of the team and the leader in the locker room. Alan Bailey, a guy who was the leader of them going to strip clubs. He was a leader.
Right. He did organize those
he
trips.
He organized the strip trips to the strip clubs.
Seatbelts.
Make sure everybody had their monies and their ones, seatbelts on that. But he was a leader in the locker room. I think Dee Ford was someone who, with his play, could have been somebody you could – I don't think it's a coincidence that now we look into that locker room and we see that there is really no voice besides Travis Kelce. There is no voice in that locker room that is overtaking Patrick Mahomes. And I don't think that's a coincidence. I do think that is something that they want.
I think the premise and where it starts with Marcus Peters is somewhat misleading because the reason that the Chiefs used or what Therese passed on to us as far as why Marcus Peters and that voice was worrisome inside the locker room, not that he was going to challenge Pat, but again, the fact that it was Marcus Peters v. Bob Sutton, Peters would stand up to the defensive coordinator, even though a lot of other defenders were thinking the same thing as we found out this offseason after they fired Bob Sutton, that a lot of players on the defensive side of the ball were upset with Bob's inability to adjust over the course of a game. Marcus Peters wasn't one to keep his mouth shut. He would speak for his silent teammates and let it be known that we don't agree with what our coach is doing. Andy then parted with Marcus Peters, so that it wouldn't turn into a locker room saying you're either on Marcus's side or you're on Bob Sutton's side. You're either on Marcus's side or you're on the coach's side. That would have eliminated the power of Patrick Mahomes, sure. But I don't think it was we're worried about Peters take, you know, Peters v. Mahomes. It was more Peters v. coaches.
But going off of what Therese said was they didn't want to – they wanted that to be a – Mahomes voice locker room.
Agreed. But if they left Peters in there, the thought was that you would have had to pick a side. You're either with Peters or you're with the coaching staff. We assume Mahomes would have sided with the coaching staff, and the questions to Mahomes with the media would have been about Marcus Peters. It would have been about what's going on, and it would have been a distraction. And in a kid's first year as the starting quarterback, I don't think you want that kind of divisive distraction, a split in the locker room that Peters v. Sutton could have created. You're right about the voice that Justin Houston and Eric Berry carried. There's no question about Alan Bailey's voice when the fellas were going to the strip club. D. Fort, I don't know really how much that voice carried.
Potential.
I'm not saying it did or didn't. Yeah. I don't know about that.
Because he wore turtlenecks, doesn't he?
But
I'm going to miss those turtlenecks.
Tyrann Mathieu has a voice. Tyrann Mathieu, I think, is already the leader of the defense heading
that.
Into 2019. He became a captain in 1 year in Houston. He's a young man that immediately commands respect, not only because of what he's done on the field, but most people know his story dating back to LSU, and most people think he's a guy that immediately commands the locker room. So I'm with you as far as the guys that left, but they brought in a big voice in Mathieu.
From the 816, as you said, Tyrann Mathieu isn't a voice in the locker room, listener number 13. No, I'm not saying that he's not. But he's not. He's coming in. He knows he's not coming in with a stronger, not anywhere close to a stronger voice than Pat Mahomes.
But he's the voice of the defense, which is equitable.
Yeah, but
if you control this side of the ball, Patrick controls that side of the ball, it could become a split. I just think people respect Pat. I don't believe that that's a worry. I don't think that was a worry with EB or Justin Houston or Alan Bailey or D. Ford, Mathieu. I don't think any of them are going to take on Patrick because game recognizes game, and everyone saw last year that this kid's the truth. I don't think anyone's trying to take him on in the locker room.
I think they like it and liking it a lot the way Andy likes it, where he's the clear dude, and that even other people, there's not anybody that's going to challenge him. And I think even with Tyrann Mathieu, I do think he is – we've reports that he is a leader. We'll talk to Sean Salisbury, who covered him in Houston around 11:15, to get that. But I still think that is a guy – and I think this is something we could look at in the future. I'm really interested to see in the type of guys that they bring in also to see if these are – like, you know big voices, and then you know – like, Adamakin Sue, that's a guy that's a voice also. I would be shocked if they would bring him
in. I think he's a good voice. I haven't heard
anything,
right?
I hear you, but I think he's
– But he's not a bad voice. They view Marcus Peters as having a divisive voice.
And I don't mean just Peters. I do just think anything to challenge. And I think they want it – and based off especially what Therese said, they want it as a place of this is Patrick's locker room.
Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306, listener 827. People just stop and listen to Pat because his voice is so very unsettling.
Well, I don't think we can go any further on that. Newsflash.
Serta's Newsflash.
Really flying blind here, boys. I don't have any internet. I don't really know what to do with all this extra time right now. According to Sports Illustrated, LSU head basketball coach Will Wade released a statement Thursday morning regarding his suspension. In the statement, Wade said he met with President F. King Alexander, as well as LSU athletic director and LSU board of supervisors in the meeting, and Wade is asking for them to lift his suspension.
When you're born with the name F. King Alexander, you immediately have $100,000 in the bank, don't you?
$100,000. You're shortchanging of $100,000.
When he was born, there was already checking account with $100,000. $500,000.
Yes. Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306.
F. King Alexander.
And if you're a real listener, you will text your number, your listener number at the end. Do you believe if your name is F?
What? F. King Alexander.
F. King Alexander.
He is the president of LSU.
Do you have 100,000 in the bank when you're born, or do you have 500,000 in the bank when you're born?
Immediately. Never want for anything.
Right before you come on out. F. King Alexander.
I respect the hog on Will Wade.
Yeah, Will is like.
They got the FBI got him on tape.
Say, that ain't me.
No, you need to reinstate me pronto.
I hope I don't get in trouble with this, but my boy's been watching.
He had a good basketball team this year.
He's been watching R. Kelly.
No, what are you doing? Yeah, you are going to get in trouble by me. Don't compare Will Wade. He's not doing anything similar to Rob.
I'm not comparing him doing what Will is, but Rob would be on tape. And Rob would just be like, well, hell, that ain't me.
Again, these are different tapes.
I know they're different tapes. But Will, we know that clearly was Will Wade talking on that. And we know that was Rob. Nasty, punk, disgusting.
Too aggressive, man.
Burning hell.
Too aggressive to start the show.
Man, the more and more, Vern, I look at Clark Hunt.
He's like F. King Alexander.
Oh, definitely. He is so far from Jerry Jones, it is not even funny.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com. Sports Radio.
Welcome back here live at Rally House. Show and Vern, we're having a really good time today. Coming up here.
Tyrann Mathieu just tweeted, somebody tell Coach Miles I followed him to Kansas.
Come on now. Well, see, and nice. he sought out Les.
Les Miles,
Tyron's
3 minutes
ago. Twitter follow.
Just asked Tyrann Mathieu to meet him at the KU pep rally out at P&L today.
What a guy. Man. Man. Les Miles is something else. You excited about Les Miles? Yeah, you are. Got your stogie out
really?
Already.
Are you really, though? Or are you just,
yeah,
you're
excited.
A Kansas fan.
Tyrann
Mathieu
to take it from
is
me.
In Kansas City today. He's got his introductory press conference with the Chiefs.
We only got one way to go, he said.
That's right. I thought he said we're already 1-0, and I was going to say I agree with you, buddy.
Tonight at 6 o'clock, Dayton Moore and Jacob Junis will join Cody Tapp on Royals Hot Stove.
Come on.
6 to 7 Royals Talk, followed by our guy Pete Sweeney and the rest of the Arrowhead Pride crew, taking over 7 o'clock for the Arrowhead Pride free agency special. Busy night, busy day. We got K-State basketball at 1, Dayton Moore on Hot Stove at 6, Arrowhead Pride's free agency special at 7 o'clock. Busy night here on 610 Sports Radio there, Ron.
I had a busy night last night, as you know.
What?
As you know, I had a busy night last night, brother. As you know, for about 3 months, it feels like I've been trying to give my son the birthday gift of a basketball goal. Well, the weather has not participated, and finally got the damn thing put up.
All right.
2 days ago.
All right.
So we let the sun out yesterday. It's playing on a new basketball goal, having themselves a good time.
That's
had the neighbors
make you
out
feel
there.
Good.
It made me feel good. Hey, come on now. He hit his first jumper.
Oh, he's good.
On the goal, his first shot, he knocked it down.
I believe it.
That's big. That's an omen.
But he's also going to be really short, right?
Oh yeah, he's got no chance. Right. But that's an omen.
He's going to play baseball.
Second
baseball's,
base, you know,
baseball's
corner.
His
Steve
avenue.
Nelson did it. Kyler Murray, we're really waiting.
Baseball,
no, real Terrence
Gore. Baseball, little show. I need you in baseball, buddy.
But he made his first shot, and then. So we're out there. Neighbors are up there. Any parent knows. Any mom, dad out there knows my little daughter, Princess Show. She just turned 2. I caught her standing there outside. She was playing with bubbles, and then she had that look. And any parent knows the look on your kid's face when your kid is taking a dump as your kid stands.
All right.
She had the look. Her eyes started watering up. She started getting teary-eyed. I said, oh, you letting it out, honey? Go ahead. Finish up. Let it go. Let it go.
You talked her through it?
I did. I always do because I could see it. She just stopped moving. And parents out there know when your kid is taking a dump. And so I took her in, changed her diaper, you know.
Yes.
And we have a gate, right? We have a gate that is generally for Max, but also for the kids. But we have a gate. I let her down after I changed it. We were walking out to go back outside and play basketball. And I was like, oh, shoot. Hold on. I forgot something in the back. Ran back in the back. I forgot that gate was still open. She's not real confident on the steps yet. I said, oh, man, I came back. I didn't see her. Nowhere, Vern. Didn't see her. Looked down the steps. She was all the way down the bottom of the steps. And listen, the real bad thing is.
Did she fall down the stairs?
I don't know how she got down to the steps.
Oh,
I sure hope my wife ain't listening to this. I sure hope my wife ain't listening to this. I don't know how she got down.
How many steps do we have here?
You remember the house. So she got down the first. It was like eight. So she got down the first.
That's not funny. I'm not laughing at that.
But the worst part about it,
the worst part about it is your daughter fell down the stairs.
Listen, Kansas City and Rally House, I ain't going to lie to you. The worst part about it is my first thought wasn't fear or concern that she would have got hurt. My first thought and concern was, whoo, Miss Show would have killed me if she found out that she came down these steps. My first thought and concern was looking around if my wife was there. Looking around if she would have got hurt on my watch, if I'd have done this, it was so careless with that gate. And I had to look at myself, man, that is sad. My thought wasn't if she's all right. My thought was, thank God my wife wasn't here to see this.
Off the Rundown.
Off the Rundown, sponsored by absolutely no one. I can't be there to control Off the Rundowns.
Someone could step up, though. Rally House, looking at you. We're here. I mean.
Yeah, that was. We're looking. Yeah, we got plenty of segments. This one right
here. I'm not even going to open up the text line because I have a feeling, text line, you and I are on the same wavelength when you hear this story that, again, Ron's daughter, 2-year-old daughter, got down the stairs, fell down the stairs. And his first thought was, thank God my wife didn't see this. Again, add this to the book of how Ronnie lost his hog.
I don't think that counts as a hog losing.
No, you don't have said hog, as is on display, where your beautiful 2-year-old daughter's at the bottom of the stairs and you think, oh man, my wife would have my tail if she saw this.
You just don't have no kids. You just don't have no kids. The worst.
Really know how to kill a conversation. What am I? I can't come back from that.
I'm just saying, Vern. You'll learn. There is nothing more scary than your kid.
No, because if my wife saw it, I'd be like, "Yeah, I'm sorry about that."
No,
she's all right though.
Nope. There is nothing more. There is nothing more that a parent will fear, I believe, than you and your kid getting hurt on your watch and not the other one. Like that is that. There is nothing more.
So you don't seem to me like the guy that plays those kind of games because you know she's the
boss. I didn't think I was.
You know she has the hog.
No, she better not have a hog.
No, not a real hog. The hog.
She does not.
I know she.
She does not.
Yeah, okay.
She does not have the fake hog or the other hog you're speaking of.
All right. Sure she does.
The metaphorical hog.
Ooh, very nice.
Somebody said, "Show, you were worried you were going to be in trouble with your wife." Hell yeah. If your kid gets hurt and it is on your watch, my neighbor told me a story about his kid. I felt it. I said, damn.
Listener 102 says 2 tablespoons of Miralax in one day, and your daughter's eyes won't water when she goes to the bathroom.
I'll keep that in mind, 102. From the 816, finally agree with Show on something. That's your fault. You're missing out.
Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. People are agreeing with you that the LSU president with the name F. King Alexander.
500, easy.
They agree that he was born with $500,000 in the bank the day he was born. From the 913 and listener number 11, Clark Hunt was born with $100 million in his account. I actually believe that. I don't think they're being hyperbolic on that one.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so.
And God knows Clark knows every single penny because I have to believe, I'm somewhat confused.
How much do you think Clark's wife was born with?
Clark's wife? I don't know her background. I don't know her background enough to say how much she was born with.
Because you say she's running the show.
She's running the household. She low-key tells him what to do at work, but no, she's not always there. She's not making every decision.
Seatbelts on that?
Sure. You could throw some seatbelts on that bad boy if you
want. You want to.
Although you bring it up, and I do wonder with the moves that we've seen over the past few days of trading Dee Ford for a 2020 second-round draft pick, getting rid of Eric. I'm fine with the Eric Berry thing. But everyone's about this money and saving money. It's about that $15 million. I am starting to wonder if Mr. and Mrs. Hunt are being cheap. It's strange to me that an NFL owner could be cheap, but it does seem like her and her husband are being cheap. They're going about this in a cheap fashion when you have – right, they're saving money because, boy, we know we're going to have to pay out the wazoo for Patrick Mahomes, so let's save some cash. I just feel like they should be butting up against the salary cap rather than getting a cool $25 million below.
Especially right now.
Exactly
David,
right now.
David Glass would get that treatment.
David Glass went for it.
And then David Glass saw it, and he went for it. He would get that treatment, and David Glass has gone for
it. He spent like a top 15 market.
And that's why
when they had the opportunity in 15 and 16, he spent big.
I've brought the Rams up the last couple of days when we're talking about spending because it was just known that you can't, the Chiefs can't make moves and possibly keep D Ford at the same time. But one of the things that happened with Kroenke was he spent money in terms of salary bonus, and you can flex things by paying a salary bonus like Aaron Donald.
And that doesn't count against the cap.
No, Aaron Donald, and it will still include the guarantee. Right. Aaron Donald's hit was like $4 or $5 million last year, so they could do other things. So yeah, I think it is very, very within reason to question if he is being cheap. Coming up here in 2 minutes,
and her, because she's telling him likely to save some money.
I'm not saying that. Coming up here in 2 minutes, here on Show and Vern, we don't think Andy Reid is the only one around here being reckless.
Show and Vern brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.